Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
BC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors questioned in the Donald Trump criminal trial over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
A cross-section of New Yorkers, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, a salesman originally from Ireland, answered questions one by one. A woman who works in retail sent home after saying she had strong opinions about Trump that would interfere with her ability to be a fair and impartial juror.
50 jurors in all said they could not be fair and impartial, and all were dismissed. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attacks. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argued that that statute is too narrow to be applied. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but it's still unclear what the retaliation will look like. The body of a fourth construction worker found in the wreckage of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is ABC News. The Justice Department reportedly ready to take on the country's biggest ticket seller, Live Nation. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
The Wall Street Journal reports the suit will allege the nation's biggest concert promoter has leveraged its dominance in a way that undermined competition for ticketing live events. The two companies merged in 2010 despite concerns about a potential monopoly. As post-pandemic concerts boomed, Taylor Swift fans took the company to court for its botched rollout for tickets to the Eras Tour, claiming fraud and price fixing. The meltdown made it nearly impossible for some to get tickets. Lawmakers in Washington vowed to investigate.
Tax day extra stressful for some procrastinators. H&R Block apparently ran into some tech issues delaying e-filing. It was resolved after about 4 hours. And if you open up a new account on X, you might have to pay to post. Owner Elon Musk floating the idea of charging new users to post, saying it's a way to weed out bots. He says the fee would go away after 3 months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't miss out on the Hill Point Fire Department's annual Smelt Feed. Join us this Saturday, May 4th, at the Hill Point BFW Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious smelt while supplies last. Tickets available at the door for just $15 each. Your support means the world to us.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have quite an active weather day on the way here today into tonight as a powerful low-pressure system currently toward Nebraska slides northeast, and that'll bring waves of high winds, heavy rain, thunderstorms to the region. We're actually under a slight risk of severe weather here in southwest Wisconsin later today. There's a level 3 enhanced risk across much of the state of Iowa into northern Missouri, into western Illinois as well. They do expect some dangerous tornadoes, for example, this afternoon in parts of Iowa. Around here, we could get some high winds and hail, possibly an isolated tornado, especially in the far southern part of the region, late this afternoon. And rain totals through tonight could be on the order of an inch to an inch and a half, so quite a soaking as these thunderstorms roll through. Behind the system, a few leftover showers throughout the day tomorrow, and then some cooler weather building in as we head toward the weekend, but mainly drying out as well. So today, windy with scattered showers by late morning, a more widespread thunderstorm event by late afternoon. Some could be heavy, high reaching 64, east-southeast wind 15 to 25, gusting up to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy rain and thunderstorms early, then spotty showers, breezy and mild with a low of 54. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers, maybe some thunder. High temperature 62 with a west wind of 12 to 25. Thursday should be mostly cloudy, 50% chance of light showers, low at 42 with a high of 56. The outlook for Friday, mixed skies and cooler. Low in the mid-30s, high in the low 50s. Saturday, frost possible, partly cloudy and chilly. Low 30, high 49. Sunday, frost possible, otherwise mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs in the upper 50s. Monday, breezy with showers possible, especially by midday. High of 62. You have yourself a good day. Please stay tuned for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 52 degrees and cloudy skies. There's been some thunder reported here this morning. Yesterday's high 75. The morning low was 50. Record high on this day, 87 in 1977, April 16th of 1875. The record low is recorded to be 12 degrees. Last year's high 50 and the low 31. Sunset will occur at 7:45 tonight, while sunrise will be at 6:17 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, northeast winds are 6 to 8 miles per hour. Barometer is down a bit at 29.96. No precipitation today. It's cloudy and 52.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of a very busy high school sports day with baseball, softball, track action yesterday. Details on a Brewer loss as well. And maybe a Bucks loss of Giannis for the first round of the playoffs.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Richland Center picked up a win last night over River Valley. Hayden Burke, who's a manager for the Richland Center Hornets this spring, was there. Hayden, tell us a little bit about the game.
Well, Phil, it started off pretty slow in the first two innings. A lot of struggling pitching. I'd say the third and fourth inning, bats started connecting with the ball, and then really Richland Center took over in the fifth and sixth inning and took control of the game.
So it was a really close game before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really close before the fifth inning. I'd say the first four innings was super close, and then really Richland Center just started connecting with the ball and putting the ball in the play.
The team with a couple of wins, they get the win in the conference. That's a big boost for them, isn't it?
Yeah, a really big boost. Boost of confidence. It's supposed to be rainy these next 2 days, so I don't know if there's going to be any games, but yeah, I can tell you the atmosphere in that dugout was good, and Lemke was, man, he was happy. So, yeah, good confidence in that dugout right now.
And who is the winning pitcher for the Hornets?
Thomas Hohner finished the game for the Hornets. But like I said, a lot of struggling between him and Lane, but the outfielders and the basemen really picked up the slack and made some plays and kept the Blackhawks down.
All right, sounds good. 14-4 the final. Richland Center defeats River Valley in baseball last night. Thanks a lot, Hayden.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
The next action for the Hornets is slated for Thursday night when they take on Platteville. And also in baseball last night, Ithaca scored a win against Weston 3-1 in a baseball matchup between two contenders of the Ridge and Valley Conference who met in the sectional semifinal last season. The Bulldogs jumped to a 3-0 lead in the first inning on two hits. Micah Salisbury singled and scored, and Wes Nelson drove the ball over the left field fence for a two-run home run. That would be all of the scoring for Ithaca. Weston got on the board in the fifth on a solo home run by Garrett Jennings. The Silver Eagles stranded the tying runs in both the fifth and sixth innings. Sammy Cleary worked all seven innings and struck out 10 while walking one. He gave up six Weston hits. Wes Nelson was 2-for-2 for Ithaca as the team improved to 4-0 overall and 3-0 in the Ridge and Valley. Isaac Jennings suffered the tough luck pitching loss as he gave up four hits, struck out 9, and did not walk a batter. Corbin Gross was 2-for-3 at the plate as the Eagles outhit the Bulldogs 6-4. Weston fell to 4-2 overall and 3-1 in the conference. The game lasted 1 hour and 15 minutes as both pitchers dominated and the defense shined. Weston catcher Garrett Granger threw out a runner at second base. Wes Nelson had an outstanding catch in left field, robbing Weston of an extra base hit, and Micah Salisbury started a double play at shortstop. Following the 3-1 win, Ithaca scheduled to play at Seneca today. Weston will play at Lafarge on Thursday. It was a win for Seneca over North Crawford yesterday, 7-3. The Royals had 10 hits in the game. Jacob Payne, Reggie George, and Hunter Heckensick also had two hits for Seneca's Royals. Jacob Payne, Dawson Davison, Reggie George, Hunter Heckensick, Gage Wall, and Caden Roberts each drove in a run as well as Seneca claimed the victory. It was a win for Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo, 12-6. In the SWAL, in a battle for the conference lead, Mineral Point defeated Riverdale by a score of 6-0 yesterday. The Chieftains are scheduled to play Kickapoo at home tonight, weather permitting, before traveling to Darlington on Thursday night and a travel to Ithaca as well Friday night in a makeup game. Viroqua was the winner over West Salem, 8-3 in baseball, and Iowa Grant defeated Boscobel, 8-4. Royal, 6-4 over Brookwood. In softball, Mineral Point 9-3 over Fenimore. Wisconsin Heights 8, Richland Center 6. Stoughton defeated River Valley 12-2. Darlington 7, Riverdale 3. Dodgeville 11-1 over Westby. Prairie du Chien 4, Belmont 1. Highland 9, Potosi Cassville 2. Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 8-1. Cuba City 10-0 over Southwestern. And Waniwak Center defeated Bangor 3-1.
Turning to track action, the Prairie du Chien relays were held last night. In the girls' rankings, Fenimore was the number one team, outscoring Unalaska, Lancaster, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Platteville in the top five. Richland Center was eighth and River Valley 11th as a team. For the boys, La Crosse Central was the top team, followed by Platteville, Lancaster, Fenimore, and Prairie du Chien. The Richland Center boys team also finished eighth, and River Valley was 13th. Individually for the River Valley boys, Wesley Hatfield, third in the 400. Mason Schulte was eighth in the 800, fifth in the 1600, and Andy Fiske, fifth in the triple jump. For the Richland Center boys, Kevin Hernandez, third in the 400, actually tied with Wesley Hatfield for third place. It was Robert Budden finishing sixth in the 400. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center, first in the 800 with a time of 2:02.82, and first in the 1600 with a time of 4:32.49. Ryan Stadler, fourth in the 3200, and Kiernan Culver finished fifth in the 3200. Grayson Banker, 8th in the 300 hurdles, Devin Woodhouse 6th with a pole vault, and Duncan Harper 3rd in the long jump. Also, the Richland Center 4x4 relay team finished 5th. Grayson Banker, Duncan Harper, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz ran that for the Hornets. The girls' results for Richland Center: Grace Fretz 9th in the 800, 5th in the 1600, 8th in high jump. Danica Pauls finished 2nd with a pole vault. Soleil Ewing, 4th in long jump, 2nd in triple jump. And Madeline Huber finished 2nd with a shot put throw and 2nd in discus. For River Valley, Bobby Ducharme, 6th in the 800, 3rd in the 1600. Freshman Brielle Grant had a good finish, 2nd in the 1600, 2nd in the 3200. And Reagan Sackett was 6th with a triple jump. The Richland Center girls soccer team lost to Galena on the road yesterday. That final score was 7-0. Major Bowling League last night at the Phoenix Center. Quail Run had a 36-73 series. New York Life, 35-53. Pioneer Print Company, 34-88. Quail Run with a top game of a 12-80. Pioneer Print, 12-20. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-103. Top series, Travis Bushley, a 7-38. Chris Huppert, 6-93. Steve Nelson, a 6-63. Top game, Travis Bushley, a 2-67. Ken Nix Jr., a 2-57. Chris Huppert, a 2-47. Other highlights, John Winger bowled a 5-52, 96 over average. Kerry Geis bowled a 6-23, 92 over average. The Fraser Home Improvement team won the fourth quarter of the season. Members of the team include Bob Lewis, Steve Swanson, Barb Weigel, Jeff Fraser, and Travis Weigel. Congratulations. The winning team of each of the four quarters will meet in a playoff next week for the league championship. The Brewers weren't able to hold an early three-run lead against the Padres last night. A six-run explosion in the fifth inning gave the visitors at American Family Field a 7-3 victory. Rookie Jackson Chirio went 2-for-4 and hit his third home run to give Milwaukee the lead. It didn't hold. The Brewers did bring the tying run to the plate with a two-out rally in the ninth, but couldn't score. Joe Ross took the loss. Manager Pat Murphy said a decision on whether to put outfielder Christian Yelich on the injured list will likely be made today or Wednesday. Left-hander Wade Miley starts the second game of the three-game series. Elsewhere in baseball, San Francisco 4-3 over Miami, Philadelphia 2-1 over Colorado. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 6-3, Washington 6, the Dodgers 4, Cubs 3-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Cleveland 6, Boston nothing, Texas 1-0 over Detroit, Baltimore 7, Minnesota 4, the Angels 7-3 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 3, the Yankees 1, Kansas City 2-0 over the White Sox. And in interleague play, Atlanta 6-1 over Houston, St. Louis 3, Oakland 1, Seattle 9-3 over Cincinnati. His calf injury is likely to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo out of the lineup for the Bucks' first playoff game. They are scheduled to host the Pacers this weekend as the postseason gets underway. Antetokounmpo has been listed as doubtful for the game. His April 9th injury kept him out of the last three games of the regular season. Milwaukee posted lopsided losses to the Thunder and Magic in the final two games. The Pacers handled the Bucks easily during the regular season, so if Giannis can't take part, the Bucks' chances do go down in that first-round series. And Packers quarterback Jordan Love is expected to sign a deal following the 2024 NFL draft that will make him very wealthy. Right now, Love has an agreement to pay him $10 million next season. That's called a bridge deal. Although the team and its offensive leader could wait, Green Bay will want to lock him up after his performance in his first year as a starter. ESPN is reporting the upcoming contract will make Love among the 10 highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. Matt Stafford of the Rams is currently rated 10th at an average salary of $40 million per year. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Action on the diamond from last week, plus some big-time lacrosse games this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Finally, a break in the weather, which means more and more spring sports teams are getting underway. The baseball action really heated up last week, few more than Elk Mound senior Caden Russo. The Mounders won a trio of games last week, and Russo was outstanding. At the plate, he had five hits, including a pair of home runs and six RBIs in the week. In a key win over Bloomer, Russo also struck out nine in four strong innings, giving up just two hits in the win. On the softball diamond, Green Bay Preble's Katie Gadashek helped the Hornets go 4-1 last week. She was outstanding in the circle, capped by a five-inning no-hitter, as Preble took down crosstown rival Green Bay Southwest 10-0. She struck out 13 batters, posting her second no-hitter of the season. There's a lot to like about the Wanakee Boys lacrosse squad right now, which once again sits atop the Wisconsin High School lacrosse rankings this week. The Warriors were 3-0 last week, starting with a 7-6 overtime win against Middleton, as senior Gunnar McFadden scored three goals and assisted on two more. In dominating wins over Watertown and Oregon, McFadden posted a pair of goals and a pair of assists in each contest. Things get even tougher this week as Wanakee travels to take on newly minted number two team in the state, Kettle Moraine, on Monday evening. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me. How we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. But oh,
WRCO Radio. Good morning. We have trivia for you in a few minutes this morning. Maybe some rain on the way today. It actually looked rainier about an hour ago than it does right now. But certainly all of the forecasts are pointing to some wicked weather this afternoon, especially windy and rainy and temperatures of 64. We can use the rain, water things down a little bit better, and we certainly can get
do a little bit better there for our yards and gardens and all the little seeds that are going in the grounds these days. Certainly, it's going to be an early start in some ways to the growing season and the mowing season as well. So we're underway. Here's Keith Urban on FM 100.9.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. 'Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun is shining and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one I love beside.
By the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down around, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Tracy Bird on WRCO Radio. It is 8:35. Making news today, NASA confirmed that a mystery small object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month was a chunk of space junk from equipment discarded at the International Space Station. The cylinder object that tore through the home in Naples on March 8th was subsequently taken to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 2021, and the load was eventually fully burned up on entry into Earth's atmosphere, but one piece survived. Homeowner Alejandro Otero, who was on vacation at the time, told television station WINK the object ripped through his ceiling and tore up the flooring. I would think some space junk. Yeah, they needed to put it out to the curb there. I don't know how you do that in space, though. Also, making news today, a new daytime drama focused on the lives of a wealthy black family will air on CBS in January. A show called The Gates will be about a family that lives in a gated community. Michelle Valjean, who has written for The Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital, will be the series showrunner and executive producer as well. So in a time when soaps are a little bit rare anymore on TV, a new one called The Gates will debut next January.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield bone-in pork loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
A musical trivia question today, and the right answer, well, it can net you a great prize from ET Foods. I was born in 1932. I started my career playing jazz, moved on to blues. I was at Sun Records with Elvis, Jerry Lee, and Johnny Cash. Finally settled in writing, singing, and playing country music. I was CMA Male Vocalist of the Year in 1973 and Entertainer of the Year in 1974. Classic country trivia. There you go, 608-647-4155. Who am I? Again, starting out at Sun Records, finally settling in, playing country music, and a CMA Male Vocalist of the Year, 73, Entertainer of the Year, and 74. Quite a career for this guy. There you go. Give it a try if you think you know.
Been said, it's been done. I know you've heard it all before. You roll your eyes, but your smile says you're in. So meet me by the creek, where today and tomorrow meet, and together we'll say goodbye to that old county line. Do you wanna fly, baby? Fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town. Says we're too young, yeah, they might be right, but you and I were born to chase after the sun. Do you wanna fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town?
Come on, let's go. Fly, baby, fly.
Scotty Berg, congratulations to our winner, Rick Mulholland, who knew the right answer. We had several guesses today, but not until Rick came through with the answer of Charlie Rich did we find the right answer. Starting way back playing jazz and blues and Sun Records, some early rock and roll and rockabilly as well, and converted to country music somewhere in the early 1970s, and that's where he hit his stride. So it was about a 20-year overnight success for a guy they called the Silver Fox. That's right, CMA Male Vocalist of the Year in 73, Entertainer of the Year in 1974. For knowing the right answer, Rick Mulholland wins from E.T. Foods. Here's the song that made Charlie a household name.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. People like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hand smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
On WRCO, number one music for him. Remember the stories about him playing in bars for about five people, and all of a sudden that song hit, and he was playing in large concert halls. And kind of similar situation, maybe we can kind of compare it to the recent success that Chris Stapleton had as well. Kind of the same thing. He was playing small places, and all of a sudden he wins some awards, gets on national TV, and he's in arenas. Kind of funny how that works. It's 52 at WRCO. It's actually getting a little brighter. We've had reports today in the Boscobel area of some rain today. It was fairly dark around the area as we looked out toward the west and to the north earlier, but no raindrops here. It certainly sounds like we're going to be in for some later today with some widespread thunderstorms by later afternoon. Scattered showers maybe by late morning today.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We remind you today, the Second Harvest food pickup will be in Boscobel today, starting at 9:30 in the Catholic Church parking lot. The food pickup is drive-through only. All are welcome, and there are no income guidelines. And the Boaz Lions Club monthly meeting will start tonight at 6. The district governor will be the special guest. All past and present members are encouraged to attend, and subs will be provided during tonight's program. Some community calendar reminders from WRCO Radio. 9 o'clock news right around the bend. We'll talk to Al Cornell. He's got a new book out, beautiful book. And we'll talk about that during our morning show conversation today as we spotlight a local author. Here's Tracy Lawrence.
Sunday morning, I was 7 years old in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said, Mama, leave the boy alone. Well,
die young. Had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all the rain of sin is gonna hold you, son. Cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. Got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, good die young. I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break. The DJ played P. Diddy. She said, I didn't come here to hear something thumping from the city. Said I. I shaved my legs, I paid my money. I play something country. I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hank it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Ooh, out in the country. Play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Now play something country.
And I hope all your trails are happy. We put the wraps on our morning session. Bring on a little bit of community.